That's a valid point I didn't think about. You're going to babysit it for 6-7 hours straight, and that's pretty hard to do. So I've got, I built a Ponagogi. I don't know if I told you or if you know what that is, but it's basically a Pi Zero with a UPS Pi Sugar on it, and it just cracks passwords. So it deauthorizes devices, captures the handshakes, and then I can pull the handshakes, convert them to a hex, and yada, yada, yada. I can decrypt the passwords. So I built that little thing, and I put a Pi Sugar in it, but I cheaped out, and I bought the cheap Pi Sugar. There's a couple different versions. So mine still runs on the GPIO pins, but it doesn't have any sort of telemetry. The one that was like $10 more has telemetry. So depending on which one you bought, you might not be able to. But because I can do the same thing, it's got a dashboard, and I can install different packages. And I tried before I knew which one I bought or knew what the difference was. I was like, these look identical, and this one's cheaper, so I bought it. But I tried to install that package, and it doesn't do anything because there's just no way for that battery to communicate. But it would be sweet if it did. So that's the other thing. I built that, and I'm like, this thing's so small. Like, how sick would it be a node?